Shauna, do you have any talents or interests like art or music or cooking?
Actually, I really enjoy art. I like to sort of study different artists and look at art from the past, but I also paint myself. So I like to go to art galleries and exhibitions to get inspiration for my own work.
Well, that is cool. So, speaking of artists, what are three artists that you really like?
Okay, well, my first all-time absolute favorite artist is a guy called Fred Tomaselli. He's this American guy, and he's only been painting now or making art for like 8 years or something. He's quite new, but his paintings are like so amazing. He will like build up an image like over layers. Okay, so he'll like have 10 layers built on a canvas. He'll have layers of resin, but sandwiched in between them, he will like create an image, like a collage, if you like, made of different things. So he will include like dried flowers, like flowers cut out from magazines. He'll use like images of the human body taken from like magazines or whatever. He'll also use like pills, like drug, like pharmaceutical drugs and stuff, like sort of all smashed up, and he'll use them, and he'll create these amazing like 3D images like over these like layers that will all build up. So you're standing in front of it, and they're big. They're like 7 foot by 4 foot. And it's just amazing. It's so like 3D, and it makes such an impact. The images themselves will be of things like maybe birds, maybe like he's done like human images like Adam and Eve, like in the Garden of Eden, and he's done like things like this drummer, like because he's like really influenced by like music and American punk music, so he's got like a drummer with like 6 hands, like all going to different drums, and they're just like the most amazing thing you've ever saw in your life. So he's like my absolute favorite artist. And I also really like Edvard Munch, who is a Norwegian artist, and he does like he's like incredibly famous, and he does like kind of like skewed images of like his most famous is called a scream, and it's like a person with like a who's screaming, obviously, with a bridge in the background. It's all very
Right,
colorful.
that's the one that was stolen recently, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it was stolen. Yeah.
Did they get it back?
It did, they did, they got it back. They found out who done it, so it's back where it belongs in the museum. Yeah.
Was the painting damaged?
I don't think it was,
Oh,
no.
good.
It was a professional, like it was stolen by someone really professional who was like hoping to sell it on or whatever in the black market, so
Right.
it wasn't damaged.
Well, yeah, you'd think it'd be hard to sell, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly, but then people would know it's stolen, but they'd want it so badly they'd pay the price for it.
No, that is an amazing painting. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've got like there's loads of artists I love. There's also this guy called Stuart Davies, who's another American, and he was very famous kind of in the 1950s. So he done kind of like commercial like paintings, drawings for different things, like Lucky Strike is one of his famous ones, where he's like done a commercial for the cigarettes, Lucky Strike. He uses like very bold colours. It's kind of like a transfer over from the pop art like era, and he'll use like lots of different images like built on top of one another. Like it's kind of chaotic to look at, but that's the kind of art I like because you can like dissect it, and there's lots of different things there to look at, which I think's like the most fun thing about different art.